get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love's when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, oh, oh. With only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangements, makes my body go so crazy. A Timothy, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide for life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love's when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the mediator, the shero at your ground zero. Sit back, relax. Our show will be beginning in a very few moments. My special guest tonight is my sister in the spirit. Sister Arlene Spann is here. We're going to be talking about how to heal your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. How to get healthy in the word, how to get healthy in the spirit. So again, sit back, relax, get your favorite beverage, get comfy. We'll be back in a few moments as soon as our opening song by Miss Tori Lee, which is titled Good Music Is Done. So get ready for some good conversation, discussion about a great book from a great lady. See you soon. Hello, hello again. Welcome, welcome to all of our guests here in the chat room. If you cannot get into our show chat room and you are on Facebook, join us on the Facebook events page or give us a call at 646-478-4726 to listen on air. I got an error message when I was trying to open up the show chat room, so I'm not sure if it's working properly or not, but Sister Arlene Spann is here. She's waiting. So let me just tell you a little bit about this dynamic lady. Overeating and bad health habits are usually the symptoms of a greater root cause. For Arlene, it was the inability to grieve. Grief will not be ignored. Let me say that again. Grief will not be ignored. It insists on being heard and in some definable way expressed. You must allow for its needful venting, or it will quietly, slowly invoke a violent inward collapse like nothing else can. Her known strength was no match for the onslaught of tragedy, death, and loss she had to face in a matter of a few years' time. She kept breathing, but had stopped living. Arlene is going to share her journey from tremendous weight gain to fabulous weight loss and how she healed her heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Welcome to all of our callers joining us in the call query. Thank you so much for being here. Caller 2746, it's showing that you'd like to be on air. For those of you who would like to join us on air, press the number 1 on your phone. I have several of you coming into the call query already. And Sister Arlene hasn't even come on air yet. But thank you for being here. So, with that said, I am going to bring my sister in the spirit on the line this evening. Welcome again to all of our callers. Thank you for being here. Sister Arlene Spann, welcome, welcome, welcome back, because you have been on the road for so long. I am so glad that you are back and you had safe travels, and welcome. Let's just get started here. So how are you, my sister?
I am well, and you, see, Maria, how are you?
I'm good. You know what? Every day that I'm still above ground and I can put one foot in front of the other and I can chit-chat with all of my sisters in the spirit, it's a good day. It's a good day. I am blessed.
Exactly. And thank you to all the listening audience that's out there. I heard you say that there are people out there already, so thank you to those who chose to listen in tonight. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and people could have chosen to be anywhere, see, Maria, but they chose of their own accord to be here tonight, so thank you to the listening audience.
Yes, yes, thank you. Hello, hello to all of you. Let me just run down a few. Oh, let's see, caller 2746-1152-6798-6337-9105. Just to name a few. Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. So, with that said, for those of you, if you're having problems getting into the show chat room and you're on Facebook, join us on the Facebook events page if you'd like to partake in discussion, or give us a call, 646-478-4726, to be on air and speak with Arlene a little later in the show. So let's start. When I met you back in, I believe it was January, we were at a speaking engagement, and I said, okay, now, who is this little dynamo who was having technical issues with the computer and all of that, didn't know each other's stories at the time. But when you took the podium and you began to speak and you shared your story, especially of the miraculous weight loss, I was like, no way, no way. And, of course, you were one of the speakers for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. So let's just start from that point when you were going through the grieving, and before you knew it, you no longer recognized the person who you saw in the mirror, and how your faith and your belief all tied into your healing process.
Wow, wow, excellent. Thank you, C. Maria. Wow. It was back in about dating 2010 to Maria, I had gone to my doctor and really not realizing the state of health that I was in, but I had gone to the doctor, and the doctor that I was accustomed to going to, he had handed his practice, newer female doctor, and I went to her, and she was such a candid person, loved her. And she did her examination because it was just a yearly examination. And she did the examination, and at the completion of that examination, she told me three things. And the three things she said to me were, one was that I had high cholesterol. And you know, based on eating practices, you know, that was something that was in our culture, so that was kind of a little bit acceptable. She said that I was overweight. Well, you know, you've gotten on the scale and you realize that you weren't the same weight, Arlene, that you were when you were in high school, so that was a little acceptable. But then she said that I was a pre-diabetic. And it was at that moment that the light bulb went on as far as my health was concerned. And I began to ask myself, how did I get to where I was as far as being a pre-diabetic? How did I get to the size that I was now looking at based on the scale? How did I get there? Knowing that I was a person of faith, at least I felt that I was. I read my scriptures. You know how we give ourselves our own pat on the back. You know, I go to church and I read my scriptures and, you know, I do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But not realizing that internally there was a war going on. And not realizing that internally I had not actually let go and let God. While my mouth would say one thing, inwardly, see, Maria, there were things that were going on that Arlene just had not released. And because of that, I would later find myself in the state of health that I was confronted with that day at that doctor's office, of just trying to figure out, how did I get here? And through that, it took me on a journey of trying to figure out what was the root cause for the weight that I now was carrying around in my 4'11" body. So I had to begin to search within. You know, the scriptures say, search yourself. You know, when you are doing communion, if for those who do that, and it says, let a man examine himself. Well, I had to begin to examine myself, Maria, and see just what was happening, what was my belief system, and what was I really holding on to that was not allowing me to release whatever was going on inside of me. And it wasn't until I was able to pinpoint various events in my life, and it wasn't until I saw how those events had affected my life, that I began to identify that as literally the inability to grieve. So that's how I found out how I got to be where the place where I was now was because of that inability just to grieve and let go. Even though I thought I was doing that, I later found out, listen, Arlene, you really have not truly let go and let God. And because of that, I began to write, I began to journal, and it wasn't anything that was done in order. I would have a sticky note over here maybe with something that I've written down, traveling in the car, I might have had a newspaper and something come to mind and jotted that down. Or, you know, it could have been anywhere. Nothing was in an organized fashion. But I began to look at the various things that I did write. And when I began to put them together, that's when I found out, my goodness, Arlene, you have not let go. And that's what brought you to the place where you are now. And I'm sure that there are people out in the listening audience who can identify with having had a loss in their family, who can identify with the fact that maybe it wasn't eating for them. Maybe it was taking an article of clothing that belonged to their loved one and just holding on to that article. It could be in different forms, but for me, it was the eating became my choice or my way of seeing my way through grief. So that's how I came to be where I am, Fiorina.
And I do have one question for you, if you don't mind sharing. You know, what weight did you balloon up to during this time?
The documented weight is 183 pounds. That's the documented weight gain. So currently, Sima Ria, I am at 125 pounds. So, but I had ballooned up to, as you would say, 183 pounds. Yeah,
100. And you're 4 foot. Wait, how tall?
I am 4 feet 11, not even 5 feet, C. Maria. I mean, I could have at least been 5 feet, right?
So you were 4 foot 11 at 183 pounds.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about one part of this, because this can apply to so many things. For me, I'm a certified fitness specialist, got the little paper hanging on the wall and all of this. To look at me, no one would know that. But for me, it's not the eating. For me, it's the stress. It's just simply stress.
Yes.
You know, last year when I got sick, of course, that was a health issue. But when my world fell apart and things, you know, a lot of people tend to equate putting on this weight with simply eating. But do you feel as though it was maybe you were eating more or eating all of the wrong things, but do you feel as though it was something going on psychologically too? Yours was grief. For me, it's more the stress level. So could you compare, contrast that? Because a lot of people will say, you know, I don't even like a lot of sweets. Every now and then I may indulge, but that's so far and few apart for me. I count the calories. I count the carbs. I actually know what a glute is, what glutens are. So, you know, I look at all of these things and take them into consideration. But, again, I'm doing more of the prayer and the meditation to help with my stress levels, and it's working because at least my energy levels are rising. So could you talk about that for a minute? Because I'm sure that this took a toll on your energy level, and we're going to get into that self-esteem thing as well in a few moments. But how did that just change you? You know, how were you feeling? Describe for us how it all made you feel.
Excellent. And you know, when I say grief, a lot of that, like you said, Maria, was the stress factor. And as far as feelings are concerned, I want people to get this picture. And I want you to see where you have a person who, now I don't play tennis, and I want people to know that, but I had to go repeatedly to the doctor to get shots in my elbow because of pain, chronic pain, or something known as tennis elbow. So there was that pain. Then there was the pain of, I don't know how many of you are challenged when it comes to walking up and down steps, But for me, it was a challenge just to walk those steps because I could, there was so much pain going through my body, sleepless nights, not being able to sleep, the middle of the afternoon, just having that feeling that I just need to nap because so much stress was coming upon me. So the feeling was one where many times I was just lethargic. I was just slow in movement. It was one where, as far as my mind was concerned, there was a lot of fog going on in my head. So there was a lot of things that was happening that were signals to Maria and signs to let me know that things were going on in my body. But many times, you know, God says we are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we reject the knowledge. And for me, some of the things were just rejected. It was like, no, not me, you know. And no, maybe it's something else, or maybe I'm just tired because of all the things that were transpiring in my family. That's it. But not realizing the toll that the stress coupled with the grief was making and having upon my life. So it was just hard for me. It was a stressful time indeed, yes. So stress is a part of it.
And I have to just let you know that we already have dialogue going on. Sister Marcella Moore, she's been running since 3 o'clock yesterday morning, and she sends you her love. She is listening from bed. So she said she'll probably fall asleep, but she wanted you to know that she is here listening as long as she can before she falls asleep. And Nikki Dixon is over here in the Facebook events chat, and she says she needs healing now. And Nikki, you are so in the right place tonight because Sister Arlene and I were going to be sharing so much for you. And feel free to call in. For those of you who'd like to speak with Arlene, our number is 646-478-4726. Once you're on the line, press the number 1 on your phone. That will let me know that you would like to be on air, and it will also add you to the call query. And it lines you up according to when you press the number 1 on your phone. So, again, if you'd like to speak with my special guest tonight, Sister Arlene Spann, feel free. Give us a call, 646-478-4726. Keep the discussion going over here on Facebook. If you have any questions or comments and you do not want to be on air, type them in our event page chat, and I will be sure to read your question or comment for you on air. So let's keep moving because, you know, at 4 foot, I know how it feels when I reach what I call my threshold weight. And I am 5'8", and I know when it starts to hurt, when it makes the joints hurt. And when we begin to get older, it definitely puts a stress on our joints. Yeah, our joints just begin to deteriorate, not just because of the weight, but again, if you could touch on, let's talk about stress too, because stress, I don't believe that so many people understand the power of stress. And not only do they not understand the power of stress as far as health issues, they don't understand the power that we have to alleviate the stress so that it's not tearing up our bodies. But, wow, I'm still trying to figure out, like you said, going up a simple flight of steps. I know for me, when I balloon up to those thresholds, it becomes this thing where I can't do 3 steps. I can't walk to the mailbox without getting winded. You know, it's just one of those things where when you had that defining moment outside of when you had come home from the doctors, the doctor told you that you were in that pre-diabetic state and that you were overweight and all of this, when you got home and you looked at that person you saw staring at you in the mirror, did you say something to her? Or what were you thinking about her when you were looking at that person staring back at you in the mirror?
Wow. What I was thinking was this. Arlene, you have to get your priorities in order. So I was thinking I need to focus on, see, I'm of no good to anyone else around me if I'm not in good health. So during that time in 2010, I already had a son who was, I think we shared that before, who was involved in a car accident that left him paralyzed, and instantaneously I became a caregiver. But if my priorities weren't in order, I am of no use to my family or anyone around me. So I had to look at myself and put me in the equation of priorities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And put myself in the equation. And I began to look at Scripture, and I'm going to share this because I went back to the beginning where God talked about in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I looked
mm-hmm.
at Genesis, and it spoke about how God rests. And for me, I have to look at the fact, Arlene, my goodness, you have not allowed your body to rejuvenize itself is one of the problems. So you're out of sorts as far as your priorities are concerned because you are not listening and allowing your body to get the rest that it needs. So, of course,
mm-hmm.
some of the stress in itself was self-induced because of not allowing myself to rest. And I am
right.
sure. And I thank you, Sister Marcella, that she is getting rest. And that's one of the things now, as before, you know how we say, oh, I'm a multitasker, and I can do
mm-hmm.
this, you know. And, you know, you put it on your resume, and it looks all good and fine because you want people to know, I can do 100,000 things at one time. Well,
mm-hmm.
in doing that 100,000 things that you're doing and you're thinking you're multitasking, what you in essence are doing is just tearing your body down, not
right.
allowing yourself to rest, not allowing the cells to rejuvenate themselves like they want to do while you are asleep. So that's what I came to learn, is that I needed to just rest. He says, rest in the Lord. I needed
mm-hmm.
to do that. And that's exactly what I began to do, is to rest a little more. And I'm learning to do that even even more each and every day.
Yes, yes, I'm guilty. When you said it, I was like, oh, geez, she's going there. You know, I do so much, and because of what I do, you know, I work a regular, as people say, 9 to 5, even though my schedule is a little bit off there. Most people know that I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I understand what it's like to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning every single day. But
mm-hmm.
And then on the weekends, of course, I do my shows and things like that. So I'm always on the go, and I work with people all over the world. So I have to be available for every time zone known to man. So, again, I had to learn how to, you know, take down, have that me time to take myself
mm-hmm.
off of the grid, because I know what it's like when I run myself into a hole. And then, as you said earlier, I'm no good to anyone. If I'm
mm-hmm.
in the hospital suffering from total exhaustion and the doctor puts me on total bed rest, and that has happened before, and I have been chewed out by my physicians that say, you know, you keep running and running and running until you're in that hole. And, again, the power of rest. We need to sleep, people. We do. And I suffer from something called short sleep syndrome, but that's naturally who I am. But even now, I know how to take that time to just be still. Be still in the Lord and let me hear what God is trying to say to me and what he needs me to do right here, right now. And so I like my quiet times. I really do. And, Arlene, we do have some comments coming already over here in the Facebook events page. Jennifer Hyman writes, hearing your story, Arlene, is making me take another look at what I am doing to myself. It's time to get serious about my own weight loss. I'm right with you, Jennifer. We need to get together. I'll walk to your house, you walk to mine, and then I'll ride you back home. Yep, that'll do it. That'll be our exercise for the week. tonight, our special guest, because I can see that the call line is jumping. Welcome, everyone. Tonight, my special guest is Arlene Spann from Arlene Spann Sweats. In a few moments, we're going to delve into her brand new book as well. But right now, Arlene, if you'd like, there are some people that have been waiting for a while to speak with you. So we're going to take our first wave of calls, which I'm loving this because you guys came in ready for this. So caller 2746, you're about to come online. And after that, caller 1152, you will be next. But right now, caller 2746, you are on air with Arlene Spann here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Hello, caller. Caller 2746, are you with us? If you've muted yourself, you can unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed. How are you? We're blessed,
I'm
actually.
Fine. Arlene, you are wonderful.
Thank you.
You are extraordinary because we don't think as a society that we can all come together. Me, myself, I'm Nicole Dixon. I'm the one that said I need healing.
Hey!
I have been renewed through very few words from C. Marie Wall and Ann Thomas. And I just think you're wonderful because I know that my daughter is phenomenal. I think, you know, we all think we have the best children in the world. I do. Telling you, I do.
And
My daughter tells me sometimes, she rewinds me and say, Mom, that's not how it goes. This is how it goes. This is what the scripture says. And you have to, this is what you have to do through scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is not overweight at all, but she thinks she is. And that scares me because I don't know how to deal with that because she is beautiful inside and out. And I don't know how I'm supposed to encourage her to lose weight if she's not overweight, and maybe she is, but I don't think she is. I think light shines so bright that it outshines all of these things. And Marie Wall is my rock. That's how I get through the day. I know when I put something on Facebook, I close one eye and look. Okay, Marie about to post, or she going to check me. She going to check me, and I'm just going to close one eye and look and sit back. And I just want to know how do I approach my daughter, because she's not overweight, even a little bit, and she thinks she is, but I think that's society's thing with her, and she's God-filled. How do I deal with that? I don't know how to deal with it. She's not overweight.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and what was your name again?
My name is Nikki.
And Nikki, and thank you for asking that question. While I'm not a therapist or anything like that, Nikki, what I would ask is this. When I talk in my book and when I speak about sweat, it doesn't matter if a person is of weight, overweight, underweight. The principles that are given in the book and the acronym for sweat can be used for anyone. And with your daughter, there's a scripture, Nikki, that says that we were fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelously made. So if that would be the declaration that you could speak over her and into her life to let her know that, you know, God loves us because he
made
us.
Right, I understand that.
Yes. And but when I began to, if you listen in, when I began to talk about the principles, because when I share what SWEAT stands for, all of us can embrace that and use it in our life. And your daughter, and I can identify probably like how I was in thinking that we have to allow ourselves to be transformed in our thinking. And that doesn't come very quickly. That does take time for some of us. And it's according to why. It's always to ask to why. Why are we doing what we're doing? And what do we see? So you continue, Nikki, to see her as your wonderful, awesome daughter. And I know she is based on what you said. But allow her to be who she is and allow her to come to the realization of, you know, I don't know what her weight is. I don't know what her frame is. But if she is able to get any information from the book, and I'm just going to share a little bit. One of the things, Nikki, is just to supply water. That's something,
right.
That's something that each and every one of us can do. But it began for me as a mindset. And so for your daughter, it could be the same for her. Everything is by the transformation of our mind. And maybe that's where she is, but without her being here, if she's able to listen, you can have
her. She's on the call.
Yeah. Have her to listen in, and we can talk offline too, Nikki, if you like, because I know there are some other calls in the queue, but I would love to talk offline with you if you want to do that.
Absolutely.
All right, great. We can talk offline.
May I interject and say this, that, you know, based on just what you're saying, Nikki, and hopefully your daughter will call in too so we can get even more clarity, it could be an issue, some type of self-image issue here,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, she may be influenced greatly by media and society and what society
yeah.
says is acceptable and what society says is beautiful. And there are so many men and women out here who believe that because they don't look a certain way, they can only be so successful. They can only go
mm-hmm.
to step C and not go past that because they're not worthy of it. And we are a very looks-based country.
Yeah.
This country is a very looks-based country. So there are a lot of support groups and people out there who help all of us who are in need to find
yes.
the beauty and the greatness within ourselves. So, yes, your daughter is beautifully and wonderfully made. And if she is having some type of a self-image issue, yes, I would suggest that you not only go to prayer and meditation about it, but there is no shame. Let me say this to the audience. There is no shame in getting professional help. Been there,
yeah.
done that. Had my pretty little purple pills. Back in the day, they were called Wellbutrin. I don't even know if they still have it. I'm a proud person. Been there, done that. The bottom line is, as long as we suppress everything and we keep it internally, we cannot heal and we cannot move forward. So I
yeah.
don't have a problem telling you all. When I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. I know that I'm overweight. I'll go as far as to say, yep, I'm fat. I mean, I'm fat. Put me on a grill, I'd probably sizzle like no tomorrow. I'm fat. Am I working on it? Yes. But I have health issues, and I have to get the stress levels down to get me back to where I need to be. Because
my daughter got medical issues, and she's been hospitalized, and she don't
mm-hmm.
even understand the beauty of who she is. My daughter is beautiful inside and out, and she don't see it. I need her to see it because Honest, I didn't know
mm-hmm.
I could produce something as beautiful as her inside and out, and she don't see it like I see it, and that frustrates me.
But you know what? Again, your daughter has to see it for herself. You
yes.
cannot see through her eyes. You cannot live through her life. You have
mm-hmm.
to pray for her. You have to encourage her. You have to have her call Arlene and me so that we can wake her up if she needs that extra kick or push. Hey, girl, get it together. Bottom line is, We are here for that. Now, you
well,
know
I know
me.
You
I'm,
got
I'm
other people.
Really.
I'm finna hang up and call on my cell phone because my house phone is dying.
Okay.
So when you get to my number on my cell phone, I'm going to say pass because I've already talked.
Okay, well, if you call back and you don't press the number one, it won't put you in the call query, so I won't bring you back online unless you
okay.
have something else
love
to say.
Okay,
love
you guys. God bless.
Love you,
love
too.
You
thank
too.
You. Okay, caller 1152. Caller 1152. Welcome. You are on air with Arlene Spann and me, of course, here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio.
Hello?
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 This is Willie from New York City, Arlene's cousin.
Hi. Hello. Willie, how are you? How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Congratulations, cuz.
Thank you, cuz. We can say cuz because we cuz. Glad that you were able to come on the call.
Arlene is my cousin.
Amen.
Hello?
Well, thank you for calling in. Thank
You're welcome.
You for all of your for supporting your cause. Hey.
I have to. I'm supposed to because I know what she went through. At the time, I didn't know she was going through all this. So
mm-hmm.
It was really new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So how you
wow.
doing? How you doing? You didn't think I was going to call, did you?
Well, you know, you never know who's going to call. When the invitations go out, you never know. But I thank God that he allowed you to pick the phone up and you called tonight. And if you have any questions, and I'm glad that you're here to just share. It just makes my heart glad to know that family members are out there and you realize what I went through and you recognize it. So thank you for being on the call tonight. Love you so much.
I love you, too. That's why I called. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know you didn't go through this. At the time, I didn't notice what you was going through. And so you find out something when you try to stay close to your family, even though I'm in another city, and you're in another city, and you send me the text message today. I've been sitting around waiting just to call tonight. I'm a sports fanatic. I usually watch no kind of sports on TV. I shut the TV down and make sure at 9 o'clock I made it through. I got through the first time I tried, but I lost the signal. So what I did was I redialed, I called again, and I pressed the number one, like they kept telling me to press, and that's how I got through. So God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, to your cousin, Arlene, he brings up a wonderful, wonderful point because so many times in families totally overlook what may be going on in another family member's life. They don't notice that they're depressed.
Right.
They don't notice that something's going on. Well, so many times in my situation, in my family, they'll take one side of a story and run with it and not even consider that there's, you know, this person's story, that person's story, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth. But, you know, sometimes families don't even notice that they have
mm-hmm.
other family members who are crying in silence. So we need to learn how to stop walking around with this me-first mentality and our eyes wide shut, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand and look when family members are, you know, they're disassociating, they're sitting off by themselves, they're not very happy. Maybe there's more or something happening that's underlying. So I thank you to Arlene's cousin for calling in and sharing the fact that you didn't know, but you're here to support now. And for those of you who just don't have that family support system in place, you have another family here right now tonight. Tonight alone, the name is Arlene Spann and C. Maria Wall. You have that indirect family that's here to help you through this, to support you, to encourage you, to make you find your way, to help you find your way through your storm, whatever it is. We have been there, done that, Arlene is little skinny mini now. I'm going to be like her when I grow up. So, you know, the bottom line is, and then we have to want to do it for ourselves. We don't want to do this for anybody else so that people around us will accept us. We have to want to do this for ourselves because the secret to getting healthy and weight loss is the fact that you're doing it for yourself, because then mm-hmm. you will love doing it. And you will want to do it because you're doing it for the person that matters the most. And that person is the person that you see when you look in the mirror. So, again, thank you, caller. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting Arlene. Feel free to hang out and stay on the call. You can listen in and turn off your sports if something's on tonight. And just listen in and stay on the line. And if you'd like to say something else, press the number 1 twice on your phone, and that'll take you out of the call query and put you back in again. But thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome, and God bless you, cousin. I'll speak to you
God
soon.
You. All right. Thank you.
So, you know, again, your cousin touched on so many important things, and just that small amount of time, he said some very, very important things. And, you know, if you're, like I said, if you're in that situation where you don't have that support group, right now, Arlene, I guess between the two of us, we can share our contact information because
okay.
everybody get your pen and papers out so that you'll know how to reach both Arlene and myself in the event that you would like to speak with us. We're both certified coaches, so you would be in good hands. We're not therapists. I do
not
have
too.
Therapists who I work with, who I can put you in contact with, who have already graciously offered to give you a free session if need be. So, again, Arlene, I'll let you go first, give your contact information, and then we will follow suit, and I will share mine as well.
Hey, Maria, for those of you who are love to go on the website, my web address is www.arlenesandsweat.com, and I will spell it each letter, www.arlenes, S like smile, P like pumpkin, ANNSWEATS.com, or you can reach me via email at arlenesweat@gmail.com. For those of you who would just like to contact me, and I do have a toll-free number at 866-432-6896. You can reach me at Twitter at Arlene Sweat, Facebook at Arlene Van Sweat. So I'm on all the major social media, but if you want to call me directly, I do have a direct line. That number is 240-354-9174. And those are the contact pieces of information of how you can get in contact with me. Back to you, Maria.
Thank you, ma'am. And for me, for those of you who would like to contact me, there's several ways to do it. 202-618-2556. You can call. You can text. You can also email me. We have several email addresses, but if you don't want to get hooked up in the corporate email, and I get lots of emails, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com is a special email address that I created so that you can get a direct line to me. And, yes, I do open and read and respond to emails that come to certain email accounts that are for me and only me. So, as I said, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org, contact@thewallfoundationinc.org for just general information, or if you want to get involved with any of our programs, We're on Facebook, of course, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. You can join us on that page. We have the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement page on Facebook. Wow, let me think. On Meetup, we are the WOW group, Women of Wisdom and Worth on Meetup. And if you're on Google Plus, join the Relationship Recovery group on Google Plus. That is my largest group coaching place on Google Plus. We have over 400 members there. Yes, I'm growing by leaps and bounds. That's just one of my groups, but it is one of my larger group coaching places that you can join, and that's the Relationship Recovery Group there. Yes, I do post there daily, as Sister Nikki said, and I just met Sister Nikki about a week or so ago when Sister Ann Thomas was on the show, Arlene. I met Sister Nikki there, and I told her then, and I meant every word of it, that when she needs that encouragement, and I hope that every week she comes back, I promise you I'll bring you the very best in guests, and you will, she meant you as a guest, now you're leaving as friends. And that's what this particular show is all about. It was birthed out of my heartache and pain, but oh, what a blessing it has become across the world. With millions of listeners, I am blessed, and I love each and every one of my guests. And as I say, people come as guests, they leave as friends. So again, thank you, everyone, in the call query over in Facebook. And I just fixed the chat room here on the show page. So if people want to join us there, I believe the chat room and the show page is now working. But I will be jumping back and forth between the Facebook chat, and, of course, here. Tina Hobson writes, hello, Sister Arlene Spann. Arlene, yes. So she has just sent you a message on the Facebook event page. Nikki Dixon writes, y'all can't get rid of me. This anointing is shared. Thank you, Nikki. So she's back over on Facebook again. Jennifer writes, yes. She knows that she needs to learn how to rest as well, and she is ready to start her transformation. So, again, these are just some of the comments that are happening over on Facebook. So, Arlene, let's delve into it. We spoke about it just briefly, about your new book, and, of course, that acronym, SWEAT. You know, I call myself the queen of acronyms. I love making them. What does your SWEATS stand for? And tell us a little bit about what we can find in your new book.
Thank you so much. SWEATS is an acronym, C-Maria, that stands for what our body needs. Our S stands for supply. Supply what? Supply water. Many of us many times reach for food thinking that that's what we need, and our bodies are dehydrated and it's simply asking us for water. So the SW stands for supply water. E is some of the things that we want to, while we are supplying the water to our bodies, these are some of the things that we want to eliminate. And one of the things that we want to eliminate, which is what the E stands for, are things like additives, things where you have the dyes and trans fats and sodium. That's the T and the S. So you want to start to look at what you're consuming is what I did. When the Lord starts showing me in picture form, Arlene, look at what you're placing into your body and look at what you're not putting there. What I wasn't putting there was the water. So at the moment that I began to supply my body with water, understanding that there was a formula, half of my body weight in ounces of water is what I began to consume. And when I began to do that, see, Maria, I began to see not only the pounds drop, but more importantly, my mind as far as more clarity coming. So the E was for elimination, meaning that you want to start looking at how you prepare your food, look at how you things like, and I'm just going to give you a quick example. Like we said, maybe in previous shows, people don't really use lard anymore. Some do, but that would have been one of the things that I would have taken away from my diet and replaced it. So the scriptures talk about putting on and taking off. So as I began to take off one thing, putting away the oils that were adding pounds, and a lot of us don't realize that one of the major contributors to our weight, and I didn't know this at first, is what's considered rancid oil. That's how we take the oil, we use it, and you know, and my parents did this. We do what we see, we learn. You take the oil that you've used before, and you put it in a jar, you put it in a pan, and you use it for something later. We don't realize that rancidness in that oil helps us to become overweight, and that's something that I share on a when I do my phone calls, my conference calls. So additives and trans fats and sodium, anything that came prepackaged to Maria, I stopped. And what I mean by that is I was the queen of TV dinners. I mean, the queen, because it was easy. And in our area, you can go to the dollar store and they have everything there for you. It's got the little, you know, you've got a snack in there, and then you got corn. You got all these things. It's prepackaged, and you get it all for a dollar. But not understanding that they put the additives there to preserve it. And with those additives, what it does is it helps you to hold on to the bad fats in your body. So I began to see those things, and that's what SWEAT stands for. Supply water, eliminate additives, trans fats, and sodium. So that's what I start doing, and those who I work with, the clients that I work with, they have begun to see the changes in their life as a result. They begin to see. I've had one lady tell me about how her cholesterol level went down because she just stopped doing the little small TV dinners. That's where a lot of that sodium, and that's where a lot of that, you know, the cholesterol was. So that's what that acronym is supply water, eliminate acids, trans fats, and sodium. And for the readers, why read this book? I mean, if you just want to achieve weight loss, that's one reason to read it. But this book is written for people who just want to get away from grief. This book is written for people who want to look at the underlying cause of where they are. This book is written for you. If you want to change and become a different person, then this book is for you. And not only that, this book is written, it gives you that step-by-step guide to how you can be a healthier you right now today. And you know my signature is something that everyone can do right now today. Right this moment, you can go and grab something to drink. If you haven't drank, and not just something, but some water, it's written so that you can take action immediately. So if you're the person who is looking to take action immediately, then this book is written for you. And not only that, it's so transparent in that it tells my story. It tells my story of the numerous dealings with grief that I had and how I finally allowed God to see me through it and let go of it. And now it's in a book for all the world to read and grow from. Thank you, Sue Maria, for having me tonight.
Wow, and I'll tell you, and so, ladies, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what happened. I just want to share this for a moment. About maybe a week and a half ago, I had a bunch of college students were in my office, and one of them, his birthday was coming up. He says, "I'm getting old," and I said, "Well, how old are you going to be?" He said, "I'm going to be 21," and I said, "Really?" I said, "When you get to be my age, then you can start to complain about getting old, maybe, perhaps." So he and his friends, they got around, and he said, "Well, how old are you?" I said, "Guess." And first thing he said was 30, and I was like, "No, keep going." And then he said 32, and then he said 36, and then he said 42, I believe. And then he said, "You can't be much older than 45, and in about 3 weeks I'm going to be 51. So I was just like, "You know what, you are my new best group of college students in the world. No one can guess my age." And one of the things that I do every single day is that I drink quite a bit of water. Water hydrates your skin. Water replenishes a lot of things that your body is using all during the day, especially when you're stressed out. Water is refreshing. There is such a healing power in water. Words can't describe it. So you want to look younger, hint, hint, drink more water. Do you agree, Arlene, that that's one of the benefits of drinking water is that it keeps you hydrated so you're not looking, you know, tired and dried up, you might as well say it. You know, your skin looks so much better. And I have to say that I love the fact that when I go out, people have no clue how old I am. No clue whatsoever. And it was so funny because I saw my grandchildren a while ago, a few months ago, and the youngest one of the boys, he says, Grandma Pumpkin, he says, I just want you to know that his brother and he had decided that I was too young to be old, so they were not going to call me Grandma Pumpkin anymore. So I said, like all giddy, you know, especially with anything your grandchildren do. It's funny as all get out. You're just so giddy anyway. And I said, okay. You know, I didn't care what they wanted to call me. It was fine with me because, what, I'm too young to be old, you say? Okay, no problem. So, again, the benefits of water, awesome. They are awesome. I just want you all to know that. They are awesome. And we do have another caller on the line. Let's see here. Where are we? Melody Inspires Thomas is over here on Facebook, and she just said, SW, supply water, E, elimination. She wrote in parentheses, for her, it's sweets, additives and trans fats and sodium. Wow, this is good stuff. Thank you, Arlene Spann. My first obstacle is to drink more water. Melody, I'm telling you, it does wonders. Trust me, I love it. First thing in the morning, I'll drink. Go to my refrigerator. I have a wonderful refrigerator. Get me a nice little cup of ice water. Cold water for me does wonders. I think it snaps me into motion, and it just works. It works for me. Caller 6329. Caller 6329. Hello, hello. You're on the air with Arlene Spann here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Christine Holmes.
Hi, Christine. Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm a good friend of Arlene's. We've been sister friends in Christ for, just over 3 years or so, I guess?
Yes.
And it's just a pleasure. I am so, so very proud of Arlene. I can't just begin to tell you. We're actually members of the same small group, and what's so interesting to me is that while I know some of her story and what she's been going through, there's still so much that I didn't know. And in spite of all of that, she remained a source of encouragement for me. I would tell her publicly in a group and both privately just how encouraged she, how she encouraged me just with her her attitude and just keeping a very positive perspective. So having said that, I'm just not surprised at all that she is where she is today.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
And you know, and that says something when, you know, Arlene, someone can call in and say that even in the midst of your storm, you were still there for someone else. And, you know, that's exactly why I love her, too. Because I align myself with those types of people where, although we're going through our own storms, hey, you know what? We know that there's someone out there that can benefit from our encouragement and our words, and we can still be that beacon of light. So thank you so much for calling in, and I totally agree with you. She is that ray of sunshine, that beacon of light, that those encouraging words in the darkest hours. And I just want you to know that it was a couple months ago, out of the clear blue, I was at work one day, and work is usually quite stressful for me. And Arlene sent me the most beautiful email, and out of the blue, I don't even know what I did to trigger it, but it was so encouraging to me because she uplifted me because of how I had made her feel of something, whatever it was I had done for her in her life. So it's always, as I say before I end my show, to continue to pay it and pray it forward. And that's what it's all about. So, you know.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not
yes.
I'm not surprised to hear that. And before I get off the phone, I would just like to remind, not only for myself but for everyone that's listening, that I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about man looking at the outward but God looking at the heart. And so often people are going through difficult times and we have no clue what they're going through. And we might, you know, have a tendency to prejudge. But just, you know, give each other a break and love one another. And just remember that you really don't know what's going on in people's life all the time. And so I just think, as Scripture calls us, to just love and be kind to one another. So I know Arlene's been that for me, and I would pray that I've been that for her as well. So I just wanted to leave you all with that and just to say that I'm so enjoying the session and so happy to be listening tonight and supporting her. And
thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Love you. Love you, my sister. Love you much. And thank you for those
words of
encouragement.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And if you're a first-time caller, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Don't make it your first and your last time. Come back. And Sister Arlene and I will be working on other projects together down the road. So thank you so much for being here, and welcome, welcome to our family. And, yes, like I said, I could not agree with you more. She is that ray of sunshine for so many people. And sometimes I don't believe that people such as Arlene even realize just how many lives she's touching. I don't either, but, you know, it's just wonderful when people such as yourself call in and she can hear it. Because a lot of times, those of us on the front lines, we just keep doing what we are compelled and charged by God to do. We don't hear. You know, sometimes it's good when we can hear that that people out there are being helped and saved and you know, affected by what people such as Sister Arlene is doing. So thank you again for sharing that.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed evening, both of you, and I'll continue to listen offline.
Thank you.
Thank
you as well. Be blessed.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
isn't it? It's just so what's the word that I'm even looking for? It's just so, it's refreshing. It's validating. It's, you know, when God sends those wonderful little sweet nothings, as you call them, you know, to say, good job, atta girl, Arlene. Just the least expected, you know. So, yes, I'm so loving it. Let's go back over here. Someone wrote something over here on the Facebook page. Asia Kai, or is it Asha Kai? Forgive me for the... if I'm not pronouncing your name properly. After all my recent diagnosis, this really helped. They say there's no cure for the issues I'm having, but taking care of myself will help me live a longer life. I'm learning to tell my body to heal itself. If the power in me can move mountains, kill giants, and speak healing over others, I know I can command it to heal itself. I just have to treat it right. God will do the rest. Thanks a lot. And thanks a lot, Mom, Nikki Dixon. So this is Nikki's daughter. And I'm so glad that you decided to join us tonight. And you know what? God is a mighty God. God is the greatest physician out there, and he can do great things. And speaking of that, you know, I got word today that one of my family members, she survived breast cancer not too long ago. And now today she's back in the hospital with pneumonia, and they say that they found cancer cells in the fluid in her lungs. So keep her and everyone who's going through this type of storm called cancer and any other illness right now in your prayers for everyone. But even in that light, so many people can, as you say, the mind, the spirit, believing that God is a great healer, can do miraculous things. I had a woman on my show many years ago when this show first started, and she managed to heal herself of cancer. She didn't want any of the radiation and the chemo. She didn't want any of that. She learned how to eat better, mm-hmm. how to drink water, cut out all of those things that don't belong in our bodies. You know, Arlene, let me share this. I saw a special the other day. I don't know what I was watching, or maybe I saw it on one of the social network sites, where they took a burger from a very well-known fast food joint. And what they did in the lab, they put this burger in stomach acid to see what would happen. Well, I think they waited maybe 2 hours, maybe four at the most, to see how the stomach acid would break down this burger. Well, all I can say is, ew. I'm so glad that I don't do fast food like that, because if you all were to see what happened, and this is and what was left that has to be processed through our body,
mm-hmm.
just what this burger turned into is not something that's going to readily work its way through our digestive system and purge itself. It's not going to happen. If they could stretch out some people's intestines and see what's in there, they may still have things clogged up in our systems from God only knows what year. But this was just interesting. And with saying that, again, someone else put up, they did a an experiment with French fries from the same fast food establishment. They mm-hmm. actually clipped off one end and lit it and smoked a French fry. How can you smoke a French fry? What are French fries made out of at this establishment? Literally smoked the French fry, and I said, wait, they have burgers that don't digest well. They have French fries that you can smoke, literally. You know, they did something where their ice creams don't melt like normal ice creams, and what's really, is it really ice cream? And people, we, society, commercials, marketing has enticed us where we want all of these unhealthy things, and that's where the problem comes in.
Mm.
Or do you think that what are some of the things you spoke about water, Arlene? But say, for instance, I learned a long time ago from one of my aunts that you know, a lot of us were hung on salt and pepper, but there are other spices and things that aren't there other spices and things that we can use that are healthier that give us the same effect, you know, to food.
Yes, and that's an excellent question. Thank you, Sima Maria. There are, and one of the things that I've found that I utilize a lot now are things like you can use your garlic, your natural garlic for certain things. You can use your turmeric. You can use in the oil industry. You can use your cooking. You can use your coconut oils for sweeteners. If you want to sweeten, instead of using white sugars, you can use your coconut sugars. These are some of the things that I've learned how to utilize, Maria, in my diet. So, and I'm using the word diet meaning what I eat, not diet like I'm going on a diet, because I never did that. But with this particular program, but these are things that we can, when we talk about eliminating, if I'm going to take out white sugar, then I need to sweeten my food with something. And I learned the healthier choices is what I mean. And one of the healthier choices for a sweetener is something like your coconut sugar. Some of the healthier choices, when you talked about, like the salts and things, there is a natural, doesn't look like the salt you have in the store, but there is a natural sea salt. It almost looks like a crystal that you can use in your food. mm-hmm. that will, and it will give you the same effect. So in other words, you're taking out certain things that the industry have called foods that are not necessarily real foods, because they've, in
right.
some instances, they've put them in a chemical form. And because of that, in our bodies, we're not meant to process some of the chemicals. And thus is how, in some instances, we do find an increase in things like cancer and all of that, because we are putting things in our body, like what you saw with those experiments, that were not intended for consumption, and we're consuming them. So some better choices are the things that are mentioned. Instead of when you have your salad, instead of using the oils that they give you that are loaded with high fructose corn syrup, you can just use your olive oil, and maybe you can mix it with, I use just natural peppermint for a lot of things. I use rosemary for in cooking. So there are just some natural things, and when I do several of my phone conference lines, and I do help my clients through, and I give them a list of things. So if there are people who want to learn even more, I know this is a limited time on the show, but if they want to move forward and they want to learn more about the things that we do, then, of course, it's the contact information that was provided earlier. They can contact me. And I can I can do this as well, Signoria, so that it's easier for them. If they text the word SWEAT, the SWEAT, S-W-E-A-T-S, to 80123, then I can send them some information about how they can move forward and get more information. So that's an easier number to remember, which is simply 80123, and I can give them some more information on some of the things that they might want to use. I have several lists, and I can share a couple of those lists with them.
Did everyone get that? Say it again one more time, Arlene. It's 80123.
Yes, 80123. And if they text the word SWEAT, I can definitely give them what some of the additives are, such as the high fructose corn syrup, some things that they can look for in food to help them understand why they don't want to put these particular things into their bodies. And if they would just text the word SWEAT to that number, I will supply them. It will be a downloadable copy. I'll send it right to their email.
Wow, I might have to text that myself when I'm done with the show. And that's one of the things that, you know, when I do have salads, because they tend to, now, this is a good question, too, about salads. Are there certain ingredients to a salad that are better than others? For instance,
excellent.
I use spinach. Spinach in place of lettuce, things like that. I don't use iceberg lettuce at all. But are there certain things that are better for us opposed to some things? Because, you know, some people can pile so many things into a salad, it becomes, it's no longer a salad. It's something else.
Right. What I've come to learn is to, from one of the classes that I took, to use things that are as close to nature as possible, as close as the way God made them. So some of the things, and that's a whole other show, but some of the foods that we have been taken out of their context because they have been, and I'm going to use GMO, genetically modified. So some of the things that we think are salads, like we had years and years ago, we had our own gardens and we planted things, are not the same fruits and vegetables that we had then. So one of the things that I've learned to put into my salads a lot more, like you said, are the dark leafy vegetables, like the spinach, like you said, like the broccoli, because of the nutritional value that they have for us. I didn't always know the nutritional value. I wasn't always an avocado eater, now that I know the nutritional value and how it helps us to lower that cholesterol, how it helps us with those of us who have heart conditions, how it's able to assist us, you know, that's the reason that that's one of the things that I choose now to put into my salad is an avocado. I also choose kale because of the fact is that there's a lot of nutritional value in kale. So it's not the salad scenario, like you said, where we go to certain restaurants and they always give you, like you said, the iceberg lettuce, and they give you, you know, some and tomatoes are good, onions are good, you know, in your salad. So you want to begin to look at those things that are as green as you possibly can have them to be green to place into your salad. And then when you choose your dressings, I now have come to learn that one of the things that I utilize is the apple cider vinegar that we get from Briggs, and that's a better choice. And I just kind of make my own as opposed to, because, again, I want, and if someone is near their refrigerator right now, I really want someone to do this, and they can go, I'm a right now actions person, and just go into your refrigerator or your cupboard or somewhere and pull out maybe your ketchup bottle or and see if on your ketchup bottle if you see the word high fructose corn syrup. And if someone else has some form of juice in their refrigerator, and it might say 100% natural, look at some of your juices, your apple juices and things like that, and look to see, even though it says 100%, I really want someone to go to this. Go to your cupboard or somewhere and pull these things out. See if you see the word high fructose corn syrup written on many of the things that we think are just natural foods, and see if it's in there. I need someone else to go and I need another person to go and get a loaf of bread. So go to your cupboard, go wherever you keep your bread in your bread box. Pull out your bread. Look at the ingredients. And as you're looking at the ingredients, I want you to see, do you see high fructose corn syrup? And I'm going to bring you back to the question that Sue Maria asked about, and that's your the salad. Go to your cupboard, pull out one of your salad dressings. Look in that at that salad dressing and tell me if one of the ingredients in that salad dressing for you is high fructose corn syrup. And if it is, that is one of the things that you want to start eliminating from your food choices if you want to be healthier. So I'm going to go out and look into the and see if anyone posted that they've looked at what's in their cupboard and if they see the high fructose corn syrup or just simply the word corn syrup in any of their items, and they're posting it out here because we want you to be healthier right now. That's what Arlene Sands Sweats is all about. Even though it talks about the grief, yes, but God lets us know, he said, he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So we're going to reshape our minds and refocus so that the transformation can begin to take place. And we want you to start the transformation right now. So begin to look at what is in your cupboard. If you are that person who you are looking to lose, look in your cupboard and see what do you have hidden as far as the ingredients are in the food choices that you have. So you can do that. Now I'm going to be looking, see, Maria, to see if anyone posted that they found something. It's like hide and go seek. These things are hiding now. We need to go seek them.
I so just posted people, for people to go and look and see if they and 10 to 1 people. I'm going to tell you straight up, you probably will see it. It's not going to be a something that you're going to have to search very hard to find, because these are things that are in a lot of things that we happen to like to eat.
Yes.
And again, it's all about the fact that, you know, as much as this country preaches get healthy, they haven't really done a lot to change the way that foods are being processed. And another show, because when I do watch television, I watch a lot of science shows and things of that nature. One of the things that they said is that nowadays food is not really food anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many additives and pesticides and insecticides and herbicides and blurbicides and killisolicides in them. They're not food anymore.
Killisolicides. I'm sorry, I just heard that.
You know me, I'm good for thinking of something. But, yeah, you know, there's so many things in there. Food isn't food anymore. If you're not growing it yourself, it's probably not food. And even things that you think, well, it's a tomato. Well, it could be a clone tomato because now they're selling that genetically altered stuff, too. And people, take time to read labels.
Yes.
Do you agree? Yeah. I love reading labels. I don't love it, but I've become obsessed with it, I guess I could say. And look at things. When you're in the store and look over your meats, look over everything. I saw another article where the young lady was at a very known one of the big box stores, and it was, I believe it was a piece of salmon, and they tried to tell people, you know, there's certain things that it had a worm, literally there in the packaging, you know, right there near the price, you know, you want to pay this for this worm-infested salmon? Mm-mm, good, you know. But we have to, we have a great question coming from a Facebook chat room, I believe. Tina Hobson is asking, what does organic really mean?
Wow, excellent question. I like to put it this way. Anything that has not been altered, it is in its state that God intended for it to be. It hasn't gone to the laboratory. They haven't added any additives or chemicals. They haven't, when I say genetically modified, meaning this, that knowing that there are different pesticides and knowing that there are bugs and things that will get on your food, and what the scientists have decided to do is that they would put certain repellents into the food mechanism that would cause, for example, maybe a worm not to get on your corn, so they will modify it so that it will repel that worm. Well, leave it, the corn kernel in the state that God intended it for it to be without you adding anything to it would be what we would deem organic. So in its natural state, something that has not gone to the laboratory at all is exactly the way that God made it with whatever blemishes comes with it, like an apple tree of old with the little tiny baby apples that might have a blemish over here and a blemish over there, and that's okay. They don't have to be all waxed up and shined up. You know, those are the ones that they've genetically modified because they want it to be preserved. They want it to look good to you so that your food that looks so good and yummy, it should be in that natural state that God made it to be. Therefore, it's deemed organic. So some folks' definition, Tina, of organic is so different from that. It's just that if you went to the store and you saw the word organic, to some that's what organic means. But we're finding through science and through what they're telling us with research is that some people are putting organic on things that really are not. So it's those things that years and years ago when we were in the agriculture society, when everyone had their own garden and everyone grew everything themselves and you went and plucked it yourself, then you knew you were getting something that was organically, it was natural in its natural state. And I don't know, C. Maria, you may have read something that's differently that you can share with the audience about that.
you know, well, actually, I'll just read the Webster definition of organic, and it means grown or made without the use of artificial chemicals. End of discussion. Mm-hmm. That's what organic is. Organic soil, you know, if the soil, that means the soil hasn't had anything added to it. It's just natural, that thick, rich, dark soil. It's good for growing. You want to know what organic is? I do a lot. And I'll tell you, things that are homegrown or organic have a better flavor. They have a better color.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact I have two peach trees and a variegated apple tree in my backyard, so I can get all the peaches I want all summer, and I don't even eat peaches. I just give them away. But I understand that they are the best-tasting, sweetest peaches, and they're organic. I don't put any harsh chemicals and all of that on my trees. So the flavor is different. When I had the bigger garden, I'd grow my lettuce and a lot of my fruits and vegetables, especially tomatoes, and watermelon, sugar babies, by the way. They're the best things. You can grow them yourself, people, especially if you have a backyard. Learn how to grow some of your own things. You would be surprised the flavor and the taste of something that's totally organic. And when you grow it yourself and you can pick it yourself and cook it up, you talk about something good. But you'd be eating something that's extremely healthy for you. And then, Arlene, let me ask you this. This is another question that I have.
Okay.
I know that growing up, a lot of people used to say, well, my mother especially, she cooked things to death. You know, she doesn't want any vegetable to be crunchy. You know, it has to be dead in the water, literally. Old folks used to say in my family that when you cook things that much, you're cooking out all of the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Or did you hear something similar to that? Because I'm sure that that's something that a lot of people could probably say that, you know, they've heard some type of a derivative of that particular thing. But should foods be cooked the life out of them, where they're limp in the water and all of the flavoring is really in the water and not in the food itself?
I think you just answered that question from what your relatives said of, oh, they are correct in that, because what we need in the food, see, we have to understand that we're eating to live, and we get it wrong. Food is energy for us. And sometimes we want it to taste good, but as close to natural and as close to nature is what's best, and you are. You need the fiber that's in the food. You need the nutrients that's in the food. And see, Maria, I didn't always know this, and you know that. But as I began to research and as I began to learn and embrace through scriptures what God has for us, then that's how I began to learn. You know, back in Jesus' day, you know, he said, look at the fig tree. You know, people wouldn't just pull the things off the tree and they ate it. They would pull things.
Yeah.
And I can remember a time being from North Carolina, and my parents, you know, they're both deceased now, but they would have us to go and pick the corn and things like that out of the field, and we would shuck the corn right there. And hadn't cooked the thing and just began to eat because of how it tasted, you know, because we were eating it in its natural state. But we have become such, you know, such a society that says, you know, we have to cook everything, and if it's not cooked, it doesn't taste well. Well, we can learn to allow our palate to renew itself. Like we're being renewed by transforming our minds, well, be renewed by transforming your palate so that you can begin to eat things that are healthier for you in its rawest state. So you can put anything in a salad, you know. It don't have to be just what you see in the store. That's why I said, you know, you put your broccolis and those kinds of things. But your parents of old, they were correct. We have cooked the life out of our food. And that's why we are in the state of health as not just a country, but as a world, the state of health that we're in, because we've allowed all of the nutrients to be taken mm-hmm. out of our food. Yes.
Yes, and let me ask you this. Speak a little bit about the power of portions, because I had family
wow.
members who would get mad at me because they could see the bottom of their plate. So,
you know.
Let's talk about the power of portions.
That's excellent, you know, because this is one of the things. Now, look, I was guilty, so don't even think that I'm sitting here like I was Miss Perfect Lady. So I don't even want you to think that. But I've come to learn, however, that based on if we look at the palm of our hand, and we're talking about palm now with all your fingers now, so somebody would get it wrong. But
mm-hmm.
look at the palm of your hand. So the palm of my hand is going to be different from the palm of your hand. So based on the palm of my hand would be my portion size. Subtract the fingers now, not the fingers. But the palm of your hand is a measuring stick for you for certain portions. So if you know that you want to, for example, if you are that meat eater and you want a steak, look at the palm of your hand. And if you're in Texas, they're going to give you a steak. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the size of the plate. Because we were visually mm-hmm. in Texas, and I tell you, the sizes of their meat there, oh my goodness, that was not the, I don't know if it was the, maybe two palms of people's hands is what they're, but as far as portions are concerned, honestly, you want to begin to, the old adage of eat everything off your plate, I no longer say that, because if you understand, when we go to restaurants, many times they give us the oversized plates, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have portions that are not portions in proportion to our own body size or type. So look at the palm of your hand and look at those portions. And once you've done that, you will begin to see that what you thought was a good amount for you to eat, you'll see that you'll begin to make smaller portions. And at first you're going to say, that little bit, and I know because that's the same thing that I said. I'm speaking from experience. But as you begin to understand that when you're putting stuff in your body in proportion to who you are as far as your weight and everything is concerned, you then reap the benefit from that. Because you will begin to see the blood pressures drop. You will begin, and that's the reward. You'll begin to see the cholesterol lessen. For those of you who are my sisters and brothers out there who understand diabetes and understand A1Cs and those kinds of things, you'll begin to see your A1Cs come out of the 8th and come down to the 7th, and then from the 7th to the 6th, and then to the 5th. You understand what that means. So you want the bottom line of reaping the benefits and rewards of the outcome. So those portions are so important if you look at the size of your hand. And in some instances, you're going to look at, you can have your dessert, but look at what you're calling dessert and looking at how, you know, when you go to the restaurant, once again, they're going to give you that large, humongous piece of cake. And then if you're getting ice cream and cake, you know what they're going to give you, that humongous scoop of ice cream with that humongous piece of cake. And then you're going to consume all of that in one, you know, one setting. But we want to begin to see that. We want to start slowly to change that and look at the sizes. And you can do that very easily by preparing your own meals at home. So that's what I've learned to do. And I was not a cooker. If you ask anyone from my family, they will come in and say, she does not cook. My sister, C. Maria, said I couldn't even boil water. So, you know, you go figure.
And cooking is fun, people. Cooking really is fun because you can make your meal your way. Yeah,
yes.
But, yeah, I learned from my great-grandmother how to cook, so I've been a long-time scratch cooker, and now that I'm an empty nester, I don't have anyone to cook for like that. But I still have learned how to cook many things in the microwave, so I don't have to just light up the big, you know, stove for just the one-person meal. But I'm a fan of portions, and I don't have a problem seeing the bottom of the plate. And for some people, I just give them a smaller plate. They don't know that they're still eating the same portions. I'm like, you don't want to see the plate? No problem. Give them a smaller plate. It's no problem. And you're right. When you go to a restaurant, I usually bring home, there's an old Southern cuisine restaurant here. And my neighbor and I had gone there a couple days ago, and they gave us so much food. I ate a little bit there at the restaurant, and I had two more days' worth of food. Mm-hmm. That was just from one meal that I ordered. And some people will leave there with all of that eating, because we in this country have been conditioned to think that overeating is just enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even realize that we're overeating. And that's where another problem comes in here in society. And when I saw a few months ago, I don't know how long it's been, where I believe one of the Asian countries, China, I believe, they've discovered their love of bacon. I said, uh-oh. Here they go. We got another country. We used to beer them as healthy as they could be, and they discovered bacon. And they, I mean, they were all eating bacon. They were like, it's lovely. It's wonderful. Oh, it's delicious. I said, ooh. Ooh, and I love me some bacon, a slice or two. I just have to have it sometimes. But they are on a bacon binge. So, again, it's certain things that I think that, let's talk a little bit about, we talked about portions, which is a little bit different from moderation.
And that's good. And you know something, in the book I talk about that a little bit too. Because, you know, for example, I was at recently at a wedding, and, you know, you have the wedding cake, and you're at a birthday party, and, you know, everyone's singing happy birthday, and they want you to partake of the cake and those kinds of things. That's where moderation, for me, that's where an example of moderation comes into effect, because I know that every day I'm not going to be eating a piece of wedding cake, and I know every day, you know, it's not going to be a birthday cake. So a little slither of cake at that moment, maybe even though I didn't eat it and people around me did eat it, but I didn't, that would be an example of eating in moderation, in my opinion. It's not something that you're going to do. You're not going to do that every day.
Right.
And if you do, you're going to make sure. See, what I've come to learn is that we want to see what are the effects, what are these things doing to our body. That's the key. And inwardly, because, see, someone said earlier on the call, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. He's looking inwardly, and he knows how he made us. And because of how he made us, he knows what is best for us, but we have to choose. He left us with that choice. You know, I can sit here, you can sit here, we can make recommendations all day long, but it comes down to our choices. What are we going to choose to do with the information that's given to us? So as we're eating in moderation, that means to eat it sometimes, yes, because when we deprive ourselves of something, that causes our body to want it even more. Because when it's just like the person who goes through any kind of 12 steps, remember the first part of it is, you know, just coming to the realization of who you are. For example, a person who would be in an alcoholic, with the Alcoholic Anonymous, say that three times fast. they have to come to the realization of who they are first. It's the same thing with food. We have to recognize the role that food has placed in our bodies and in our lives, and we come to that realization and begin to look at it differently and look at it as fuel as opposed to just something that we're going to eat just because it tastes good, then we'll begin to transform our thinking. And that's how I came to learn to be where I am today, See, Maria, I didn't, like, again, I didn't always look at it that way. But I struggled, you know, and I was in the store, and I know I've got people out there that you struggle with figuring out just what to buy and what to eat. That was me. So when it came to moderation, you know, sometimes I just got what I wanted, and that was it.
Right.
But I had to learn that when I'm not eating things in moderation, that's how the extra pounds come on, because I haven't disciplined myself. And I believe that self-discipline is a part of it. And
right.
And we have to understand why some people are more successful with what they do than others is because of their own ability to self-discipline as far as those portions and as far as eating in moderation is concerned. So
I agree.
I just had a question for our listening audience, and it's simply this. You know, when you're here, why are you here on this call tonight? And I want us to think about it. Because, yes, Arlene is on, and yes, we were all invited, but why are we really here? And is there something that
did we lose Arlene? We may have lost Arlene. Let's see. We did. We have lost Arlene Spann. While we're waiting for her to call back, I believe she is back on the line with us now.
Yeah. I don't know what just happened, but I guess that was my cue. That was my cue to let us know that the Lord, I don't know, something that's so strong and heavy on me right now about understanding that there are many barriers that we have, but knowing that God can see us through whatever it is, because, you know, I didn't speak about this earlier, C. Maria, but one of the big parts of what helped me to be where I am now is being a part of something that was going on in my local church, a program that was called Bod for God. And in that, it helped me to see that I had to be a living sacrifice. I had to present my body to God, and I wanted to be that person that he would have me to be, both inside and outside. So as I began to listen tonight to the things that people had to say and how they had to share, the one thing that I, the one thing from my perspective that I see the Lord doing is that he's teaching us, all of us, how to deal with and how to manage the different stresses that we have in life. And it could be anything. And for me and for many, food was just that go-to thing to help us in the stressful moment. But when we think about portions and when we think about, you know, the things that you just said, start to ask ourselves why. Why are we going towards the refrigerator? Why are we picking up that food? Why are we doing what we're doing? And that's the reason I ask, why are we here tonight? Just why? And when we start to begin to focus in on answering that question and see why God is directing us. He said the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. So I pray that tonight, as we've shared tonight, as each person has come on tonight, as the people in the chat room have shared, that something that someone said has touched, not just because Arlene was here, but it's more important. It's about why are you here and what you have to share about how God has placed the things before us in the form of food and how we utilize them. That's what's most important. So why are we here? To learn from one another. And see, Maria, I've learned a lot tonight from what you've had to share and from what our listening audience had to share as well. So I thank all of you for this opportunity to just be a part of the sharing that God has going on here tonight.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you as well, and Tina, over in our Facebook chat room. She has a question. She said that I had mentioned microwave cooking earlier, and she wanted to know if it's safe for microwave cooking.
You know, that's an excellent question. What I've come to learn, and I was the queen of microwave. But what I've come to learn is that because of how it's good for our bodies, and that is one of the contributors as well of breaking down the food in such a way that it's more harmful for us. But I didn't always know that. But for those of us, and one of the classes that we do, we talk about that as well, about the microwave. But, you know,
well,
and then it was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember I was at the $1 TV dinner person, so you know what you do with
oh,
those,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You put them in the microwave. That was me. But I've come to learn now that preparing that food, you know, the way we did it old, if we're going to cook it, just cook it on top of the stove. If we're going to heat it up, you know, just go ahead and heat it up with the oven that you have, because you're not dealing with those extra, gamma rays?
Yeah, you know, one of those rays, somebody's rays.
Whatever those rays are, yes. The microwave
right.
rays.
But for me, you know, for me, I don't cook. When I say microwave, a lot of times I'm on the go, and that's the easiest way to warm something up. But when I say warm mm-hmm. something up and I'm microwaving, I'm not talking about the prepackaged foods. I'm talking about warming up actual, you know, corn that I've prepared and with the water and the greens and things like that. And once I cook it, just for those of you who do like to microwave, and some of you microwave all the time. I don't microwave all the time. I just do it, you know, from time to time, and I warm up my food, but it is homemade food. You know, it's home-prepared food. It's not prepackaged. Mm-hmm. And I do, you know, I did my research on certain containers. When you microwave, mm-hmm. it puts all the toxins in your food. So you have to be careful about what type of container you're cooking in. You have to be. And once you're done microwaving, I just take it out, open it, make sure that it's in open air to let all those gamma rays, whosever ray it is, float off into the atmosphere, wherever they're going. You know, that's another thing that people need to understand is that you don't just cook it and eat it. You have to let it sit so that it's the same way with water. If you're in an area where they chlorinate your water,
mm-hmm.
Fluoride is in water systems here where I live. Some people don't have that. They have to add their own fluoride. But chlorinated water to help keep it clean and things like that, if you want the chlorine to dissipate from your tap water, you have to let it sit a while so that it will leave the water. So you have to learn all of these little tricks of the trade, so to speak, to at least try to help you move towards being as healthy as possible. Let's mm-hmm. put it that way, as healthy as possible. And sometimes, you know, if you're on the run, microwaves are easy. But anything that's a wave, a micro, this and that, probably not the healthiest for you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it's a necessary evil to a degree. But, again, everything in moderation is what I say. So, again, that's another segment that you all do speak about. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to our five-minute bell. We're actually down to our five-minute bell. So if you have any more quick questions or comments, you'd like to call in with something, 646-478-4726. Press the number 1 on your phone. We only have 5 minutes, so you'd have to make your question or comment brief. In the chat room, if you have any more comments or questions, feel free to type them now. We are at our five minutes, people. 5 minutes. It's amazing how quickly time flies when you're having fun. But this is not the last time you'll see or hear from Sister Arlene Spann. We are determined to continue to bring you the absolute best information out there, updated, everything. So we want everybody to be as healthy as possible, heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul. So once again, Arlene, before we go, if you could give all your contact information again, and then I'll go into, of course, our infamous closing.
Yes. And I didn't tell people where they could get the book. Of course, they can get the book of what the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program on Amazon. I didn't say that earlier. But if you want to contact me, you can contact me at www.arlenespannsweats.com or my Gmail, arlenesweats@gmail.com. I have a toll-free number that also masks as my conference line, which is 866-432-6896, and you can find me on Facebook at Arlene Sweats. I'm the Arlene Spann Sweats, and on Twitter at Arlene Sweats. And those are the ways you can contact me. Thank you, Simaria. Back to you.
And Arlene, the title of the book again. We said the title Amazon. Go ahead.
And the title of the book is Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. Thank you.
I'm typing it in our show chat room. Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. Sweats,
yes.
The Arlene Spann
yes.
Weight Loss Program.
Yes, and that's, of course, the acronym. So you have the dots. You have the, and remember earlier we said that sweats would supply water, eliminate additives, trans fats, and sodium.
Yes, got it. Okay, so for those of you, let me go over here. It looks like I'm hearing that we're getting some responses over here on Facebook. Victoria LaPrince, right, great and informative call tonight. Arlene Spann and C. Maria Wall, thank you both. And I believe that Victoria had written earlier that Latina Hobson has put up your link to your Amazon page for everyone to be able to get the book. And I believe that Victoria had written earlier that her Nature's Own whole wheat bread, B8 fusion juice, house Italian dressing, none of them has the high fructose corn syrup ingredients. And she hasn't brought any ketchup in a while. So... Okay, well, that's good to know. Hey, you're doing great on that front, so that's wonderful to know. And thank you so much to Sister Tina Hobson for manning the being the hostess with the mostest over on our Facebook events page. Thank you to all of our callers. Thank you to all of our guests who finally made it into our show chat room. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning. And again, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn to frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. There will not be a Sunday morning inspiration show tomorrow morning. We will be back on August the 31st at 6 a.m. for our regular Sunday morning inspiration, where our topic will be the shock and awe effect. And next week, to kick off, September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month, so my special guest will be Angel Silly Cell Woods. She will be talking about her story and her journey with sickle cell. And, of course, she has a wonderful program to bring awareness throughout the world for sickle cell. So author and advocate Angel Silly Cell Woods will be on next week on August the 30th. My special guest tonight has been Arlene Spann of Arlene Spann Sweats. Make sure you stop off at Amazon, get a copy of her book, Contact Arlene. She is here for you. The title of her book is Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. Pick up your copy. Talk to Arlene if you need any encouragement. If you have any questions, Arlene is here for you. I promise you all, I'll only bring you the absolute best people here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, and I want to thank each and every one of you for sticking it out and being here with us tonight. Until next time, Arlene, thank you so much for spending this time with me and all of our callers and guests here this evening. Again, thank you, Tina Hobson, over on the Facebook Events Page group for being the hostess with the mostest. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And as always, I'd like to remind you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, be well, be blessed, have a God awesome and Jesus strong remainder of your weekend, and have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Until next time, be well, be blessed. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Arlene. Love you to life and beyond, my sister. Be well, be blessed, and I'm sure I'll see you over on Facebook. So yeah. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Good night.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.
This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And just a reminder, we will not be on tomorrow morning. We will be returning at 6 a.m. on August the 31st for our Sunday morning inspiration, where our topic will be the shock and awe effect. And next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, my special guest will be Angel Silly Cell Woods. So until then, be well, be blessed. I'll see you soon.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.